Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our next guest's upstate company recently won the 2018 Innovision Small Enterprise Award for synthesizing a new coating with a service temperature of more than 350 degrees Celsius, which helps deliver better performance to optical fibers, wires, and films. Adam Haldeman is Research and Technology Manager for Tetramer Technologies, and he joins us now by phone from his company's headquarters in Pendleton, South Carolina. Adam, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Congratulations on that award.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. We're very honored to receive it from the Innovision Group.
Tell us a little bit about the company, a brief history and overview.
Tetramer Technologies, we were founded by Clemson University professors in 2001, and our mission is to develop innovative materials, design those materials on a molecular level to accomplish new and improved performance to bring value to our customers. So we call ourselves molecular architects. People bring their problems to us, whether it's a device or a material. We tune or design new molecules to solve their problems.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about this new coating then. Walk us through the development of this and how the whole idea came about.
We applied for a National Science Foundation research program. It's called the Small Business Innovation Research. We were awarded that by the NSF, the National Science Foundation, to develop new coatings for fiber, specifically for fiber lasers, or optical fibers that go down oil and gas wells. Optical fibers are placed down the well, miles of fiber, and there are sensors along the fiber, and the fiber is used to control the drilling head. And what we found was that the optical fiber is the weakest link in that system. So when the fibers fail, the whole system fails, and potentially a dangerous situation for the oil well, the operators, and it's a major cost. So our objective was to create a new coating that protected that optical fiber and enabled the whole system to last longer and be more productive.
And so how does a molecular scientist do this?
We looked at the common materials that are used as coatings. We analyzed existing materials, and we broke it down to correlate the actual performance and the usability and the thermal stability and the quality of the coatings with the molecules that go into the polymer. And by correlating those, that performance, we're able to find out what groups in the molecular architecture, the structure of the polymer, actually contributed most to the performance that we needed. So once we learned that, we used that knowledge to actually design a specific polymer for that application that would bring a high-quality coating to the fiber manufacturing process, but yet yield the highest use temperature and the longest lifetime.
How long did this process take, and how many iterations did you have to go through?
Oh, the number of iterations are many. I would say we had a six-month project where it was feasibility. You know, with the NSF, can we actually make a polymer that has improved performance? And when we were successful in that, we were awarded the Phase 2 project, which was a two-year project, to actually bring that coating to a commercial product. And we've been working for several years since then with industry partners to transition that material into actual devices. And that's one of the real challenges of materials development, is that you can create a material that's great, but there's still a lot of work ahead of you in the innovation cycle to take that material and make sure it's compatible and useful and a value add to the actual end user.
And is this in the field now? Are companies using this with their optical fibers in the oil wells?
Yep. Commercial products is sold under various trade names by our manufacturers.
And so what's next for Tetramer?
We have food products that we're developing. We develop laser coatings, security seals, and specialty coatings, gas separations membrane. In terms of what's next, lots of innovative things happening here from materials development perspective.
And where are your scientists coming from? Any from your nearby university, Clemson?
Yeah, we bleed orange around here. So we have a lot of Clemson scientists. Most people have touched the university at some point during their career, but we definitely have scientists from all over the U.S.
Well, Adam, congratulations again on the award, and thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Mike.
Adam Haldeman is Research and Technology Manager for Tetramer Technologies, based in Pendleton, South Carolina, winner of the 2018 Innovision Small Enterprise Award. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.